Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live composition lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to do something that sounds almost too simple to work: build a track's melodic identity using just a few notes and only stock Ableton devices. Here's the big idea. In Rolling DNB, the hook isn't usually a long melody. It's a tiny motif, like 2 to 5 notes, but with attitude. The identity comes from rhythm, repetition, call and response, timbre movement, and space. Your job is to create something that survives dense drums, a heavy bass line, and all the atmosphere and effects without needing more pitches. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drop sketch, a 2-to-4 note hook, an answer phrase using the same notes, and variations that come from rhythm displacement, octave moves, automation, and even resampling and rechopping. Same DNA, multiple sections. All right. Let's set it up fast. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern rollers and still works for heavier stuff. If you want, open the groove pool and grab something subtle like MPC 16 Swing 55. Don't commit it everywhere. We're going to apply it lightly to the hook later, because we want the drums to stay solid while the motif has a little swagger. Before we write anything, pick where this hook is going to live in the frequency spectrum. In DNB, the bass owns the low end. So if your hook is fighting 40 to 200 Hz, it's going to disappear. A good hook slot is mid-range, like 300 Hz to 4K Hz, or upper mids, like 1 to 8K Hz, depending on the sound. Think of it like choosing the lane your hook drives in. Now we choose a tiny note set. Constraint equals identity. Pick a key that suits darker DNB. F minor is classic. G sharp minor is also great if you want a sharper edge. For this lesson, let's go with F minor. Make a MIDI clip. 4 or 8 bars. And here's your constraint. Start with only 3 notes maximum. Use F, Ab, and C. Root, minor 3rd, 5th. It's instantly home, it's moody, and it gives you enough shape to feel musical without turning into a melody line. And remember this rule. The identity comes from rhythm and contour, not note count. Now let's write the motif rhythm. This is where the hook actually becomes a hook. DNB motifs work because they dance around the grid. Offbeats, late 16ths, little flicks, and intentional holes. Open a 1-bar loop on a 16th note grid. Try this pattern as a starting point, and feel free to adjust by ear. You're going to rest on beat 1. Then place Ab short on the end of 1. Place C as a super short flick late in beat 1, like near the end of that beat. Then hit F on beat 2, medium length. Add Ab short somewhere in beat 2, a little syncopated. Rest again around beat 3. Then place a C short in the second half of beat 3. And finish with an F on beat 4, medium. Don't worry if you're not copying it perfectly. The point is, it's syncopated, it has at least one meaningful rest, and it resolves with something that feels like we landed. Now duplicate that bar so you have 2 bars. In bar 2, change only one event, not the whole idea. One thing. Maybe swap an Ab hit to C, or move one note slightly later. That's how you get repetition without boredom. Next. Velocity and note length. This is the difference between a motif that sounds typed in, and one that speaks. Shape velocity like a drummer. Your main hits around 95 to 115. Ghost hits around 40 to 70. And give articulation contrast. Some hits should be staccato, like 10 to 60 milliseconds, almost percussive. Others medium, like 120 to 250 milliseconds, so the phrase reads. Same notes, different syllables. One more important teacher note here. Make a conscious decision about the snare. Either your hook avoids the snare hits to create space and punch, or it stacks near the snare to create aggression. Don't let it land on snare moments by accident. Choose. Now we give it a sound that will actually cut through a DNB mix. Stock only. Option A. Wave-eatable for a knife stab lead. Create a new MIDI track. Drop wave-eatable on it. For oscillator 1. Pick basic shapes and move the position somewhere around 25 to 35%. So it's brighter than a sine but not super buzzy. Oscillator 2 can beat a saw, but keep it quiet, like minus 12 to minus 18 dB, and attune it just a tiny bit, a few cents. Add unison, classic mode, 3 to 5 voices, but keep the amount modest, like 15 to 25%. Width can be wide, but be careful. Too wide and it gets weak in mono, which is where clubs live. Then set up the filter. LP24 works well. Start the cutoff around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz, and add some drive, like 3 to 6 dB. Use the filter envelope amount around 20 to 35%, with a very fast attack, short decay, no sustain, and a short release. You want a stab that opens and closes quickly. Match the amp envelope to that, near zero attack, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain at zero, release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. You're building a pluck-stab hybrid. Now add audio effects to make it mix ready. First, saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive it a little, say 2 to 6 dB, and trim output so you're not just getting louder. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. That's non-negotiable in DNB unless this is intentionally a low-mid hook. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it needs to speak, add a touch around 1.2 to 2 kHz. Add auto filter for movement. Band pass or low pass both work. Put an LFO on it at 1/8 or 1/4, but keep the amount subtle. You want motion, not wah-wah. And map the cutoff to a macro or plan to automate it later across the 16 bars. Finally, space. Hybrid reverb is great, but treat it like a send, not an insert. Most of the time, short room, decay under 2 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, and high cut so it doesn't hiss. The faster the track, the shorter and cleaner your reverb should be. Save long reverb for throws. Option B. Operator for metallic pluck identity. Drop operator on a MIDI track. Use an FM-style algorithm like a feeding B. Keep both oscillators as signs. Set OSC B lower in level, and choose a ratio like 2.00 or 3.00. That gives you harmonic edge without turning into pure noise. Make OSC A short pluck, decay around 250 to 400 milliseconds, sustain at zero. Turn on operator's filter, LP12, somewhere between 1 and 3 kHz, and a bit of resonance. Then add corpus after it. This is one of those stock devices that feels like a cheat code. Try tube or beam mode, short decay, tune it subtly to the key, and blend it in gently, maybe 5 to 20%. You're not trying to hear corpus, you're trying to hear identity. Cool. Now, we make the motif feel bigger without adding notes. This is the part a lot of producers skip, and it's where the few notes approach actually becomes powerful. Move 1. Octave choreography. Duplicate your MIDI clip. Keep your F hits where they are, but on phrase endings, take the C and move it up one octave. Same pitch class, new register. It creates lift without adding new harmony. It's also one of those logo moves, something that always happens when the hook appears. And that's a key mindset. Design the logo first, then the sentence. Pick one signature behavior that repeats every time the hook shows up. Maybe it always ends with an up octave flick. Maybe it always has a gated tail on beat 4. People recognize the behavior more than the pitches. Move 2. Call and response using register and space. Bars 1 and 2. Play the full motif. Bars 3 and 4. Remove some hits and answer with one clean hit near the end of bar 4, like on the end of 4. That turnaround hit is classic DNB, and the silence around it is what makes it feel heavy. Bass equals weight. Move 3. Rhythm displacement for jungle flavor. Take the one bar motif and shift it 1/16 late for bar 2 or bar 6 or wherever you want that drunken push. Under chopped breaks, that tiny shift creates forward motion without rewriting anything. Now we glue it to the drum groove, because in DNB, if the hook isn't married to the drums, it won't feel legit. Create a simple drum sketch. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Add hats and ghosts if you want, but you don't need a full break to test the concept. Sidechain the hook to the drum group. Put compressor on the hook track. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from the drum group. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Fast attack. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want it to breathe with the kick and snare, not disappear. And here's an extra bounce trick. Use autopan as tremolo. Put autopan on the hook track. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes volume modulation. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 10 to 25%. Shape closer to square if you want it choppier. Use it lightly, but if you dial it right, it can become your signature motion. Now we build 16 bars of variation with automation, not notes. Create 2 automation lanes on the hook. Filter cutoff and saturation drive, or filter resonance. Your MIDI stays basically the same, but the sound evolves like it's alive. Here's a clean 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, you're a section, motif is present, darker filter, control drive. Bars 5 to 8, A2, open the cutoff slightly, and add that octave lift on the last bar so it feels like it's going somewhere. Bars 9 to 12, B section, same notes, but use the displaced rhythm and a bit more drive. Bars 13 to 16, return, back to our rhythm, but add one hero moment, like an answer hit with a big reverb throw at bar 16 near the end. For the throw, put hybrid reverb on a return track. Automate the hook's send to spike on just that one note. Then put EQ8 after the reverb on the return. High pass around 250 Hz and dip harshness around 3 to 5 kHz if needed. That way the throw feels huge but doesn't cloud the groove. Now the advanced move, resample for a record-like identity. Freeze and flatten the hook or record it to audio. Then slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transient slicing or 1/8 notes, depending on how percussive your stab is. Now reprogram the same motif rhythm, but with slices. Swap one slice for a different transient in bar 2 or bar 4. The listener still hears the same identity, but the sonic fingerprint becomes yours. If you want texture, add redux very subtly. Just a touch of downsample, dry wet like 5 to 15%. Or use erosion in wide noise mode around 2 to 6 kHz, tiny amount, and blend it in. You're adding edge, not destroying it. Quick coaching check. Audit your motif in 3 listening modes. First, drums and hook only. Mute the bass. Does the rhythm belong to the break? Second, bass and hook only. Mute the drums. Do they answer each other without masking? Third, mono at low volume. Can you still identify the motif's rhythm and contour? If yes, you're winning. Also, pick one primary lane of motion. With few notes, you can't have everything moving at once. Decide what's the star, rhythm complexity, register choreography, or timbre automation. Then keep the other two more subtle, so the listener has something clear to latch onto. Let's cover common mistakes before you lock it in. Mistake 1. Adding more notes instead of better rhythm. If 3 notes aren't working, 9 notes won't save it. Mistake 2. Too much low end in the hook. High pass it so it doesn't fight the bass. Mistake 3. Overwidening unison. Wide leads can vanish in mono. Keep width controlled. Mistake 4. No dynamic contour. Same velocity and same length is lifeless. Mistake 5. Too much reverb. Fast tempos smear. Use short rooms or throws. A couple pro-level spice options. If you want it darker, use a minor second tension note sparingly. In F minor, a quick GB passing flick can sound evil. Just don't turn it into a scale run. One flick, occasionally, is enough. And if you want the hook to really print through a reese, try the notch trick. Gently boost the hook around 1.5 to 3 kHz with a wide Q, and put a matching gentle dip on the bass bus, just 1 or 2 dB. Tiny move, big readability. Now here's your 15-minute practice to lock the concept. Key, F minor. Notes, F, Ab, C only. This audio version is shortened for playback.